AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The House January 6th committee holds its final hearing of the summer tonight, focused on what Donald Trump was doing as supporters stormed the Capitol. Meantime, Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the Justice Department investigation of the Capitol riot. Ed Donahue has that.
Critics have argued Garland's investigation is moving too slow.
We have to get this right.
There's also criticism that some people could escape accountability, including perhaps former President Donald Trump.
We have to hold accountable every person who is criminally responsible for trying to overturn a legitimate election. And we must do it in a way filled with integrity and professionalism.
Garland says there will continue to be speculation, but pointed out a central tenet of the rule of law and how they work is that this investigation will not be done in public. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Biden will outline a new anti-crime program today, including $13 billion to help communities hire and train police officers. The House plans to vote on a bill that would inscribe into law a right to use contraceptives. And two Texas men have been indicted in the heat-related deaths of 53 migrants. Tim McGuire has details.
A federal grand jury indicting truck driver Homero Zamorano and Christian Martinez on a number of charges in the deaths of 53 migrants and heat-related injuries to more than a dozen others found packed inside a hot airless tractor trailer rig last month on a remote road in San Antonio. Convictions could result in life sentences for the pair. The U.S. Attorney's Office could also authorize prosecutors to seek the death penalty. The 53 dead were from Mexico and three Central American nations. It is the deadliest known smuggling attempt in the United States. I'm Tim McGuire.
Overseas, cooler temperatures are helping ease wildfires in Portugal, France, and Spain, and shares are trading lower in Europe after Italy's premier resigned. This is AP News. The latest person on trial in connection with R. Kelly is the singer's manager. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel explains.
In December 2018, a New York theater was about to screen a documentary about R. Kelly's sexual abuse of women and girls, and R. Kelly's manager wanted to prevent that from happening in the worst way. Prosecutors in New York allege Donnell Russell did just that, in the worst possible way. They say Russell called the theater from his home in Chicago to claim that someone with a gun was going to open fire on the crowd as Surviving R. Kelly was playing. That resulted in police being called and the theater being evacuated. The defense claims there is not enough evidence to convict Russell. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Get out your superhero costume. One of the spectacles that went missing during the pandemic is back, Comic-Con. Alex Galit is attending.
You're in line and somebody's talking about Pokemon, and when you're in real life, you're the lonely person talking about Pokemon.
Comic-Con is being held in San Diego. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.